Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. Thank you so much for joining into the conversation today. Today's tool is rather difficult for many people to accept, yet it is absolutely vital to your well-being that you practice it and that you allow it into your belief system. To do so will certainly assist you in truly living your fullest life to your fullest potential. In fact, if you ever want to have peace in your life, this tool is a must. If you ever want to be able to make decisions for yourself, this tool is a must. If you ever want to live from a place of purest love, this tool is a must. This tool is much more than a mere statement to repeat when you realize you need it. It's not just an affirmation. It can work that way, but that's not all it is. It is an action that you take in order to fully experience inner peace and highest goodness for you. When you make this tool part of your awareness, take it to heart and put it into practice, and it will have an amazing, empowering effect in your life. And the cool thing about putting it into action is that you have to do absolutely nothing other than simply let go. The tool that's carrying so much empowering energy into your life is this: let go of blame. Sounds pretty easy, huh? It ought to be a cinch, shouldn't it? You know, for some reason, it usually is not quite as easy as it may sound. You know, blame grabs hold and makes us think that we're doing something, but blame serves no one. It actually does more damage than good, and it causes us to spend way more energy than we ever should on both situations and people. You know, we give it way more thought, way more energy than we ever want to. Now, I'm fully aware of the fact that I just made more than a few of you stop what you were doing and consider turning this show off. Please do not. This will all begin making sense here in just a little bit, so stick with me. You know, I'm well aware of the fact that that a lot of you have had some terrible things done to you, or you have experienced some terrible events in your life. I am well aware of the fact that many of you have had lives that just didn't come together the way you thought they would, and there may very well have been someone at the center of all of this that can be perceived as responsible for the outcomes that you did experience. I understand that you may not have had any control whatsoever to sway the event itself, and I understand that you could very well have been victimized by the event or person. I still stand by this tool. Let go of blame. Folks, blame only hurts you. As children, we learned blame in a big way as a means of, you know, to stay out of trouble, to direct punishment away from us. We blamed our siblings. We blamed the not me and the I don't know gremlins. We blamed the monsters under the bed and those in the closet. We even blamed our friends and our parents and anyone else who could be a way out of trouble for us. And then as we grew older, blame became more refined. And our reason for using blame was not always to stay out of trouble. You know, we begin to use it as a way to point out fault in someone else. We use it as a way to shirk responsibility. And yes, in some cases, we still use it to stay out of trouble. Blame in many ways has become a perceived coping mechanism for many, and we use it in some really crazy ways. I know that when I first became aware of how I used blame in my life, I was amazed at the lunacy of it all. Most of it made no sense whatsoever. You know, when I finally slowed down and recognized what I was doing and what I was actually doing, I mean, it was crazy. Like many not so positive behaviors, blame, no matter how much work you do, likes to pop back up every now and then. And, you know, like I said, no matter how hard you work on it, it will come back if it's a behavior in your life. And so be aware. It's not one of those once and done fixes that we so desperately like to have. You know, I know it, you know, I worked very hard on releasing blame and embracing responsibility in my life, but it still sneaks back in. And, you know, I wanted to share a couple of examples that happened to, in my life where blame did start sneaking back in just here recently, just over the past couple of weeks. I guess it all started with Prince's passing, to be honest. You know, I feel very connected to and was exposed to the music industry on many levels throughout my life. And the passing of any of our musical icons can often feel very personal to me, as it does to many people. While I did not know Prince personally, I fully respected all that he did in the industry, and he made a major impact on the industry, on musicians, and on me. The music industry will really miss this major player. Well, having said all of that, throughout the news coverage of this event, blame was being thrown around in many different ways and in many different places. It was tempting to jump on the blame bandwagon, and there was plenty of blame going around that I could have grasped hold of. You know, within a few hours of his death, there were announcements about what caused his death, who was responsible for it. You know, people were blaming drugs, and there were people talking about opiates, and there were people talking about the doctors giving him too many prescription drugs, and there were people talking about religious beliefs that had him refusing to take medicine because, you know, apparently his belief was that the Lord was going to save him. You know, it was all over the board of reasons that he died and who was at fault. And, you know, people were just blaming everybody. And the coroner's report was not even started yet. You know, it was easy to want to blame any one of these things floating around, because in blame, it gives us a reason. It gives us kind of a way to make sense out of something. Now, fortunately, I am aware of blame, so I didn't really fall into it, but that's kind of where it all started. The next thing that happened to me was less than a week later, my sister-in-law called about my niece who was being rushed to the hospital with appendicitis. Once they got to the hospital, her blood count, her white blood count was really, really high, and her temperature was really, really high, so they decided to hold off on that surgery just as long as possible in an effort to stabilize her a bit. The next day, we get word that things had gotten kind of bad. Even worse. And they decided to go ahead and do the surgery, even though the counts and the temperatures were still way above normal and way above what they wanted them to be. As they begin the appendectomy, the doctors find that they were up against way more than they thought. There was a stone, of all things, in her appendix. I didn't even know that was possible. And there was a large tumor that had attached to her colon and caused some other major problems within her. Now, here's where the blame game threatened to take off on a tangent. I was able to keep it at bay, but I mean, it was very tempting. For years, I'm talking like 10 or 12 years, my niece has dealt with pain and irritation in her abdomen. She has had test after test, and she's been poked and prodded to the point of feeling like a lab rat. Her last series of tests that showed nothing was at the first of this year. She basically was tempted to just give up on the medical system because they never could find anything. And so she was just putting up with pain and irritation. And now here, all of a sudden, is this huge tumor. You know, I have to admit, I wanted to blame every doctor between Dallas and Houston. I wanted to blame every lab tech who ever studied her results and administered the test. I wanted to blame her for not following through more thoroughly with the test. I wanted to blame anybody I could. I just wanted to blame. You see, by blaming, I was doing something. Now, I'm pretty aware of what is going on within me when it comes to these behaviors. I truly do tune in. And as I said, the temptation to blame was there because of all of this. Even with this, though, I was kind of able to keep it in check. And then more came my way, as if testing me to see where this breaking point was. The exact day that my niece was rushed into the hospital, and well, actually the day that she was having the surgery, my wife gets news that she has to go under emergency eye surgery for a torn and a detached retina. Okay, here was my point of letting my awareness lapse for a little while and just fall into old behaviors. This was my breaking point, if you will. Even though she went through the exact issue with her other eye last year, I still found myself blaming doctors, not, you know, for not finding this sooner, for not taking care of it all sooner. It was really easy to cast blame on the doctors who worked on her last year because they were doing tests, they were doing exams. It was real easy to cast blame on her work, which requires her to stare at a computer screen for 9 to 10 hours a day. It was real easy to even blame her for not taking good care of herself. You know, fortunately for me, my blaming stays internal, so I don't get myself in trouble that way. But it still is there. And if that wasn't enough, you know, there was more. The day after this surgery, here in North Texas, we were delivered quite a blow from tornadoes just within 3 miles of where I live and in office. Major destruction occurred to many homes and businesses. Another tornado was on the ground 2 days after that, and flooding was occurring in several places. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured, and damage can be repaired. The temptation to find a place to lay the blame, though, is still there. I know it is nature doing what nature does sometimes. However, it is still part of the thought process for many people, including myself, to find something or someone to blame in all situations. Just when it seemed like things were getting back to normal, this past Monday, my wife's follow-up appointments showed that the first surgery did not take, so they had to go back in for another extensive emergency surgery on that same day. So blame was sure rising up. Fortunately, the blame I was casting out, like I said, remained silent and remained in my mind. It still was not serving me. It was not serving the situation. It was still doing more damage than good. I tell you all this not in search of sympathy. I don't look for sympathy at all in any of this. But I say this to show you an example of how old behaviors will rise up, and oftentimes with great power, when we allow the events of our life to overshadow the truth in our life. You know, for a while, I allowed worry to come in and capture my attention, and it cast that shadow over my essence, that part of me that is loving and caring and knows that all is well. So why does blame happen, and how do we allow it to happen when we so clearly know better? To blame anything gives us the feeling that we are doing something in a situation. Oftentimes blame is something we do because the situation seems to be one where we have no ability to do anything to change it. For instance, I could do nothing to physically help my niece or my wife. I could do nothing to stop those tornadoes. I could do nothing to prevent Prince from dying. I could do nothing physically for any of that. I am not a doctor. I could not help with any of the medical stuff. I could not help with any of the meteorological stuff. I was, in a sense, helpless, useless in a way. That's the way it feels. So in an effort to do something, blame pops up and says, here, use me. For a long time, I felt I had to do something for every situation that came up. This is throughout my entire life. I felt like I had to be the fixer for everything, even those things I had no knowledge or ability to change. Fortunately, I've learned that I do not have to do in every situation. The habit is still close to the surface, though. So when something that touches me on a deeply personal level comes up and I truly have nothing that I'm able to do about it on a physical level, that old habit threatens to sneak in. Well, blame is that for so many people. Blame truly is a powerful tool, at least in our imagination. Not only is it something to do when we are not able to do something constructive, it is a replacement when we are faced with doing something we do not want to do or something that seems too hard. When we're hurt by someone or something, when our character or value is questioned, when we are seemingly attacked in some way, blame is something that comes easily. It's really easy to blame others instead of holding to our truth, instead of standing up for what's really perfectly true about us. It's easier to cast out that blame. It's easier to shift someone's attention away from what was said onto something that you're blaming the other person for. It is easy to cast blame to something outside of us and ignore the actions and beliefs that seem a little more difficult. To take a look inside at what will truly change the situation sometimes seems hard. sometimes it seems painful, and oftentimes it seems frightening. That look inside is looking within ourselves. It's to notice what's true about us instead of what was just said about us. To look at our role in any negative situation can be difficult. Not necessarily difficult to do, but it's very difficult to accept in many cases. For instance, if you were physically abused, it may be difficult for you to see how you allowed the situation to affect your outlook on life. Now, do not get confused here and think I'm saying you allowed the events to happen. That's not what I'm saying. I am simply stating that we have a choice in how we allow every situation and event in our lives to shape our perception of life, to shape how we react to life and respond to life, to shape how we show up in life. Blame is a means to deflect responsibility. Using the earlier tornado situation as an example, blaming global warming may be a way to cast blame and kind of explain what happened. You know, while global warming is a good cause, if it is used solely as a way to blame, it serves no purpose other than deflection of responsibility. It is easier to blame global warming for that horrible act than it is to get involved with a campaign that raises awareness and action on global warming and makes a change. It's easier to blame than to volunteer to help clean up the destruction. Blame is easy, and it's also fruitless. In the medical situations I mentioned, blame is a deflection of my feeling helpless. In blaming, I am doing something even though that something serves no purpose other than to give me something to do. It doesn't help my loved ones. It doesn't help me. It only serves to lengthen the gap between healing and hurt. So to sum it up, blame really gets us nothing but the illusion that it is something we can do. It becomes an action that we think will make a difference. We often convince ourselves that blame will prevent the action from happening again. We fall into this illusion that blame will fix something, that blame will give us closure. The only thing blame does is give us a moment to not look at where our responsibility lies in the situation. It gives us a brief break from accepting our responsibility and keeps us from taking appropriate action or making change. Blame serves no purpose even in the worst of situations. Even when we consider a situation where it is crystal clear that a specific known person took action that harmed one or more specific known people, blame serves no purpose. Blame merely extends, like I said before, blame merely extends the time between harming action and healing action. Blame fixes nothing. Many people will argue that blame is necessary to hold someone responsible for an action that caused harm. Even if this is true, which I don't always agree with, but even if it's true, the action to hold someone responsible does nothing to heal the harm done. It simply holds the negative action in the limelight longer. The energy used to cast the blame and hold someone in that blame generates anger and fear and even hatred in some cases, and those energies just manifest more of the same. A statement that had and still has great impact on me holds true here. The original quote was by Albert Einstein, and that quote is, "You cannot solve any problem by using the same thinking used to create it." Now, I've heard that statement tweaked a little bit, and it has become, you cannot solve any problem using the same energy that was used to create it. If the situation rose up in anger, you cannot ever resolve it by using more anger. Blame builds that anger. It's like adding fuel to a fire. If you want to blame somebody for something that was started in anger, you're just adding more anger to it. The anger just grows exponentially. Blaming someone or something as a way of holding them responsible gives them all the power. In blaming, we make ourselves victims. We're claiming that we had no power in the situation. They had it all. We give all of our power over the other person or the situation, whatever it is that we're blaming. In blaming, we are choosing to be a victim. Now, I want you to hear this closely. When we blame, we choose to be a victim. Take back your power by assuming realistic responsibility for those things you do have control over. Your love, your peace, your happiness, your power. Choose to live the life of your desires instead of allowing a person or an event to take away your sense of well-being. You know, we talk often here on Life's Toolbox about extreme self-care. This is one of the most powerful gifts you can offer to you. Let go of blame. The most positive action you can take is to return to love, return to peace, return to happiness. Do not let blaming others, do not let blaming situations, do not let blaming yourself take over your focus. When you catch yourself in the darkness of blame, step back into your light, the light of your truth, that light that reminds you how strong you really are. Remind yourself of your truth, that you are loving, you are lovable, and you are loved. Peace and happiness come from within. Casting blame to hold someone responsible for taking away your peace and your happiness moves you further from the choice to simply be peaceful and happy. Folks, you have the power in your life. We often hear that we don't have any control. A lot of that is because we're giving it away. A lot of that is we are giving it away when we cast blame, when we give someone the power to have an effect over us. Now, I want to just go back one, just for a moment to something I said earlier, and I want you to be sure you understand. Sometimes things happen in our life that we truly do not have control over the event itself. A car accident, for instance. There's some belief out there that say we draw that to us, that we attract that to us just because of our thinking. Maybe so. But I don't think any of us set out to say, okay, I think I'm going to have a car wreck today. So there are some things in this life, some events in this life that I truly believe happened to us. Now, we don't have to stay a victim. We can claim our own hero, being ourselves. We can move aside being a victim, and we can stop the blame. We can stop the negative focus. We can stop the darkness around that event, and we can reclaim our happiness, our peace, our power. Blaming does nothing to lift you up. It does nothing to rectify the situation or the event. It does nothing to punish the other person. It simply holds you in a place of anger, hatred, darkness, sadness, depression, whatever that may be. Blame causes way more damage than it does good. So lift yourself back out. Stay in your light. Look again at your power. And claim it. Embrace it. Live in it. As we have said here many times before, leave judgment out of this. If you find yourself blaming, do not judge that action. Do not judge yourself for allowing that action. Simply let it go. Focus again on your peace, and your happiness, your power, your light, your truth. And allow that to be where you live from. Turn off the blame. Just let it go. Folks, thank you so much for listening in today. I would like to invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox, the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, and many of the archive shows as well. There are also many more goodies there. I post up daily affirmations. I post up quotes from other people. I post up sometimes newsletters that I find interesting. There are many things there that that will serve you as tools for living a good, positive, enlightened life. Also, please visit my my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out more about my coaching programs, my corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and other works. I also teach personal growth and spiritually based classes and workshops that you may find interesting. And if you would like more information about those or the spiritual community that I am the leader of, you can go visit www.divineconnect.org. And there's lots of good information there. Also, check out my new book. It's called Discovering the Divine Within. It is available now through CreateSpace and Amazon.com and also on Kindle. The book can also be ordered through many bookstores that you may frequent. Discovering the Divine Within is a collection of essays, meditations, and affirmations that allow you to more fully realize the truth of the divine presence within you that is with you always. It has been an absolute joy writing and compiling it, and I would love to share it with you. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. And thanks to Nate for producing the show. He stepped in today, even though he was sick, to keep things rolling while Dylan was out enjoying some time off. Check out Empower Radio's new app, which will allow you more ways to listen and connect. And until next week and beyond, let go of blame, embrace your essence, and take control back of your life. Love and peace.